We continue our learning. We're in Shkolin Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin. We had begun the seven takanos in the previous two Mishnayos. We're on takana number 5. Al HaMelach Val HaEitzim. Beis Din made a takana regarding salt and wood of Hekdesh, sheyehu hakohanim ne'osim bohem, that kohanim are permitted to benefit from them. Generally speaking, when it comes to something that belongs to Hekdesh, in this case it's the salt or the wood, so you're not allowed to use something for your private food. You can't use wood for cooking or salt for the food that you want to eat. But because these are karbanos, the Beis Din made a takana that even though the kohanim are eating these karbanos, they're getting benefit from the karbanos, and you don't necessarily need to use that of Hekdesh. Nonetheless, they allow the kohanim, since it's to prepare the karbanos, the Beis Din made a takana they can use Hekdesh, they can use the salt to salt the meat, and they can use the wood to cook the meat from that which belongs to Hekdesh. To eat chulin, non-karbanos, even if it's chulin, they're eating the azara, they're not allowed to use salt and wood. And there were even cases where they would eat what chulin would be eating the azara. So similar to the idea of the Korban Pesach, where we had a chagigas yudalit in order to eat the Korban Pesach al hasova to be full, there's a general rule that karbanos should not be eaten when a kohen is starving. So in order to eat that carbon, he would have to eat something in advance. So he'd eat chulin, and he would eat that chulin in the azara. So the chiddush of the Mishnah here as well is that although there was a takana that you're allowed to use hekdesh salt and hekdesh wood to prepare the carbon meat, you cannot do that for the meat that's going to be eaten, the chulin meat that's eaten, even though that was eaten for the purpose of eating the carbon in a state where you're not so hungry. Takana number 6, Val HaPara, regarding the Para Aduma, they made a takana, Shelo Yehu Moalin Ba'afara, that there would be no Isser of Me'ila, of misappropriating from Hekdesh, from something holy, of stealing, getting benefit from the Efer of the Ephra, the Efer of the Para Aduma. There would not be any Isser of Me'ila at all. Now, what does that mean? That's a takana. So the Gemara says that really mean a Torah. There's no Me'ila regarding Efer Para Adum. The Para Aduma says, it says in the Torah, Parshas Chukas, Chatashi, and the drasha, we expound that to mean, it is a chatas. The animal is a chatas, but after it's burnt in preparation of the ashes, that's not chatas. That's not holy, and therefore there's no Isser Me'ila at all. So, nonetheless, the Chachamim saw, the Beis Din saw that people were being mezalzel in the Efer of the Para, realizing, oh, there's no Me'ila. I guess I'll use it for myself. And they would use it specifically if they had any injuries, any wounds, they would use that Efer, they would use that those ashes for that purpose, for healing purposes. So they made a gzera derabanan that there's an Isser Me'ila. But once Beis Din saw the Kohanim were nervous about violating Me'ila to the extent that even when you had a case of suffek tumas meis, something, a kli or a person had a suffek of igtame meis, so there we were supposed to sprinkle the ashes paraduma upon them just in case, but the Kohanim avoided that, figuring, well, it's only a suffek anyway, and I don't want to violate Me'ila by using ashes for a purpose that may not be necessary. So they went back and said, and that's the takana of our Mishnah, that this was takana number 6. They went back to the Din Torah that there's no Din of Me'ila by the Efer of the Para Aduma. Takana number 7. Val hakinim hapsulos sheyehu baos mishel tzibur. We learned already people have to bring kinim, 2 torim or 2 bnei yono, one for a chatas, one for an ola. So that money was placed in the shofar that was marked kinim. And Beis Din would use that money, and they would buy the kinim that day. Beis Din needed to make sure that when people are putting money in, that that they deposit money into those pushkas, they wanted to make sure that the money was going to be used for that purpose. If a bird, let's say, flew away or became the whole maseches kinim is based on that, or became disqualified. Let's say the blood was placed on the wrong part of the mizbeach, or maybe let's say some of the money was lost. So we'd have to replace it. So that's what it means. If you have kinim that are psulos, we want to make sure that people are chayav. Indeed, monies are being used for that person in order to receive the kapara that they need based in many takana. If we find that the kinim, that there's some type of psul, some type of disqualification, we're able to use the money to buy new kinim from the trumas halishka. And Rabbi Yossi Omer, HaMisape Kesakinim, Misape Kesapsulos. He disagrees. He says the one who is the supplier to Hekdesh, to begin with, to buy the kinim, to buy the birds for, and give to the Gizbar to supply for the year, he's the one who has to supply in the case of where the kinim, we need new kinim, new birds, because they became disqualified or something happened. Remember, we had this in the fourth parak. If you remember, im hitzliya soles, hitzliya lo. The supplier, let's say the soles, the flower that's being supplied, became wormy. That's his problem. Im hechmitz hayayin, hechmitz lo. So that is his responsibility. We begin parak Shmini, the eighth parak, Mishnah Aleph. Going to speak about saliva, and saliva is important because there's a general rule that the saliva of a zav or a zava or a yoledes, a woman after childbirth for the 7 days after giving birth to a boy, or 14 after giving birth to a girl, or a nida, is tame. It's a very high level of tuma, and it's metame a person or a kli that comes in contact with. So it's treated almost like an ava tuma, like the zava, the zava, the nida herself. And the Chachamim then made a takana that all saliva, even from a regular person, not knowing where it's from, because maybe it came from a zava or a zava or a nida, etc., or yoledes. So if I can't identify the saliva, we have to assume that it comes from one of those people, and we have to assume that it's tummy. And that is the introduction really to our Mishnah. So you find saliva, you have find spittle, you have to be nervous about it. So the Mishnah here says in the beginning of the eighth parak, last parak of the Masechta, Kol harukin hanimtzain abiyushalayim tahorin. Says the Mishnah, all saliva. So we have in the Mishnah in Taros in the fourth perek that says all saliva is tamei. That halacha only applies to outside Yerushalayim. But Yerushalayim, why is that so? Because people who are zavim and other types of people who are tamei were not around in Yerushalayim that much as they were in other places. And not only that, when you came to Yerushalayim, the people who came up to be Ola Regel made sure to be mitayer themselves before they came up to Yerushalayim. Not only that, in Yerushalayim, even those who were Tamei, even if you'll say they were Tamei in Yerushalayim, they were careful not to be Matamei other people who were there. Or maybe you could say to Yerushalayim, the Chachamim, remember, this is all Gzera Derabbanan, that if there's saliva, we have to be nervous. Maybe it came from a Zava or a Zava. So maybe the Chachamim relaxed that Gzera in order to avoid destroying the Hefseid Kutchim. What would happen if you have saliva? We're going to be strict about every saliva, so then we'll end up burning karbanos, maybe for no reason. We're very careful when it comes to karbanos and truma, not to be mafsid kachim if we don't have to be. So different reasons why in Yerushalayim we're leaning. So that's why the Mishnah says, Kol harukin hanimtzain b'Yerushalayim tahorin. Chutz mishel shuk ha'elyon. Except the saliva that's found in the upper market, what are we afraid of? So there they were afraid that Bar Tanura quotes, Lefi Shekovsin Nachrim Hayu Mitsuyin Sham. The launderers, the non-Jewish launderers, were found in the Shuk HaElyon. The Chachamim made a gzera that Nachrim, non-Jews, have the status of a Zav regarding all halacha, and therefore their roke, their saliva, is tame. And some say, no, it's because in the Shuk HaElyon, not because there were launderers who were non-Jews who were there, and that we have to worry about their saliva, but in the Shuk HaElyon, it was common to have Zavim and Zavos there who were hanging around there because they wanted to distance themselves from everybody else. So that's where they hung out, and that's why we have to be nervous about the Shuk HaElyon saliva. Divrei Rabbi Meir. So again, all Rukim found in Yerushalayim, Tahor, except the Shuk of Elyon, the saliva found in the Shuk HaElyon, then you have to be concerned that it's Tame, either because of Nachrim or because the Zavim and Zavos are hanging around there. Those are the words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi Omer, there, Bishor Yemos Hashanah, the rest of the year. So now we're not talking about regel. Now we made this distinction in the past. So he says like this, if it's not Bishas HaRegel, so it's not Bishas, and it's not Bishas HaRegel, Bishor Yemos Hashanah, that's when the majority of people are Tameh. So then we say the following, Sheba Emsa, saliva that's found in the middle of the street, Tameim. Why? Because most people are walking there, and there are plenty of Zavos there as well. Avishabit Stadim, and the saliva that's found on the side, this is all Shorimos Hashanah Tahorim, because the Tahorim know to go to the side that they don't become Tame. So this is all Rabbi Yossi explaining his opinion of how we treat Yerushalayim. So if it's Bisharimos Hashanah, where most of the people are Tame, so the saliva in the middle of the street, you can assume it came from Tame people, but on the side, you can assume it's Tahor, because the Tahorim know to stay away. Well, Vishas HaRegel, most of the people are Tahor, because they know they're coming to the base. So then the Torah people are in the middle. They're the majority. Shabem sa tahorin. Saliva found in the middle of the derech of the road is tahor. Vishabit studin tameim. And the saliva on the side are tummy, because that's where the tummy people hang out. Mishem ibnei shehein muatim, says the Mishnah. Mistalkim lit studim. So they're not mitame other people. They go off to the side. And we follow Rabbi Yossi that it depends in the middle of the street, Yemos Hashanah, versus the regel, as opposed to Rabbi Meir's blanket rule that all roke found in Yerushalayim is tahor, except Shokha Elyon.